Qué bien te ves con ella posando en las redes. Sé que estás con ella, pero a mí prefieres. Y tú te escapas por la noche para verme.
Welcome to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and we're sitting back behind Franklin's Barbecue in East Austin. And we're with Amara La Negra, who is trying to be, is looking at the plate of food, but you're not going to eat it?
I really want to eat it. I'm not going to lie. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm having the best time of my life out here in Texas. But so I was explaining to you off camera that my manager is a pescatarian, and I really would love to follow his footsteps because I'm sure it's much healthier and all these amazing things. But this is the best barbecue in the whole planet. How could I not try some? So I started being all eating my veggies and stuff, and I just had a salad earlier. But the way that this food is looking right now, I think I might have to sacrifice a few bites.
You know, I'll let you and the listeners in on a little secret. So I wore pants with elastic band today.
My man, you came prepared. I love it.
So we're going to talk about food, but we're also going to talk about music, and we're going to talk about your great performance on our day stage a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And the idea behind our guest DJs, of course, is to have you think about some music that influenced you at either in early part of your life and as you go through your career. So let's start with some music while they bring out some plates and some napkins and stuff.
Okay, awesome.
So what song you want to start with? What's a song that influenced you as a little girl when you were growing up? What did you hear around your house?
Well, I used to hear a lot. Well, I'll tell you more, not so much songs, but artists. My mom used to, I grew up in Miami, and I grew up very Latina, very cha-cha, as I say. So I grew up listening to a lot of Dominican artists like Milly Quesada, Johnny Ventura, Pepita La Grande. But then, obviously, being from Miami, where there's a lot of Cuban culture as well, I used to love hearing Celia Cruz, Los Bambam, El Médico de la Salsa. Then I also heard Olga Tañón, La Lupe, Lupita D'Alessio, Rocío Dulca. I mean, the list goes on. So I had a lot of Latin influence growing up, for sure. A little bit of everything. And then...
Wait, Mincho Jacob here from Franklin just brought in like a big plate of...
Guys, I know you guys can only hear me, but I wish you can smell this. Like, this smells so amazing. Okay, but let me focus. So
okay,
then...
I want to say one thing real quick.
What?
The things that you say on behalf of, like, Afro Latinidad,
yes,
and representing women, I really appreciate it. Aww. My fiance always talks about you, how much she respects you. So
thank you.
Gracias. That's why I want you to enjoy this brisket, because you're a great role model. You're doing great things.
Thank you so much.
Me too, Jacob. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know what? You see, everything that I do, is that really feeds me. That really makes me want to keep promoting the Afro-Latino community and keep doing what I'm doing. But that being said, so Celia Cruz was definitely one of my big icons. Unfortunately, she still is, but when she passed away, then I had to draw my attention more into the American market, because I was always looking for somebody that looked like myself, that I could relate to, that I could say one day I could be like her, because in the Latin market, we never really had a lot of Afro-Latinas like that made it worldwide besides Celia Cruz. So then I started looking at Tina Turner, Donna Summers, Gloria Gaynor, Whitney Houston, all these amazing artists that I really, really loved. So I had a little bit of influence from everything. I would say you can feel my charisma and I guess some of my humbleness or my spirit from Celia Cruz, but you can still also feel the Tina Turner, the Donna Summers a little bit. So I definitely think I got a little bit from everywhere.
Okay, so let's then play two songs then.
Yes.
Let's play something from Celia Cruz, and then let's play something from Tina Turner.
Yes.
Okay?
Awesome.
And in the meantime, we'll get some plates.
Yes.
Okay.
Or just get it with your nails.
Esa negrita que va caminando, esa negrita tiene su tumbao, y cuando la gente la va mirando, ella baila de lado, también apretado, apretado, apretado.
La negra tiene tumbao.
Si quieres llegar primero.
Okay, so I'm going to serve myself another rib and some potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't have a rib? No. Espérate.
Okay, you're going to have a rib too.
Claro, because I'm a good friend. I really am. I would never let you eat by yourself. That is not friendly. No. This is so good. Yum, yum, yum. Oh my God, poor Moon.
Poor Moon.
Oh my God. This is awful. I can't believe this.
So speaking of food,
mm-hmm.
Tell us about what your food was like when you were growing up in Miami, Dominican food.
My mom's a chef. So my mom's always been the one to cook at home. A lot of mango, salami, queso frito, a lot of Dominican food. So not a lot of burgers and pizza and stuff like that, but very Latin food. So someone helped me because of the fact that it's in my DNA. I'm naturally built thick and big because even when I was little, I had chunky thighs and a little big butt, and that's just how my body's built. But definitely, I think that the food helped as well.
Well, that's part of the experience.
Right.
It's part of just about all Latino cultures in the experience.
If you go to my house, the first thing my mom will say, tiene hambre, you hungry. My mom is always ready to feed somebody. I guess it's part of the culture. Yeah. I guess that when you don't have anything else to offer much, the first thing you think of is feeding someone, you know. This is the best thing I can do for you. Are you hungry? Here's some food.
Let's go back to the music for a second.
Yes.
When you talk about, I consider those two like the North and the South Pole, mm-hmm. Tina Turner and Celia Cruz, in terms of expression. But if you draw a line between them, it's like the connection between the Afro-Caribbean experience and then the African-American experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like it closes a circle, those two singers.
I find them to be different, but at the same time, I find them to be similar in many ways. For example, the one thing that they definitely had in common, they were two strong, powerful women.
Mm-hmm.
They were strong, they knew what they wanted, they knew where they were going, and then that's just how I see it. Like, Tina Turner was a strong woman. Even though she had her own personal problems because nobody's perfect, so did Celia Cruz. So that's what I definitely do admire. And them on stage, no matter if one danced more than the other, whatever the case may have been, they just had that it factor. They knew how to entertain. They knew how to give the best out of them. And they were beautiful people on and off camera.
Did you have a chance to see either one of them perform live?
I had the honor to perform in 3 occasions for Celia Cruz.
Oh my gosh.
I was a backup dancer. So I had the honors of sharing stage with her and rehearsing with her. So I definitely know the feeling of that. And with Tina Turner, no. I've always wanted to meet her, but I haven't had the honor yet.
Well, there may be time. There's still time.
I mean. I hope that day comes soon.
Now, let's go through, I guess, like your teenage years or your early 20s. Like, which you're probably in your early 20s.
I'm still in my 20s, but that made me feel so old right now.
No, sorry, okay. 20s, foot in the mouth.
That's 1,000 years ago. No, it's okay. I'm not ashamed of my age at all.
The teenage years then. You know, like, what were you listening to? What were you dancing to? What were your friends listening to?
I never really grew up with a lot of friends like that. I was very, like, a loner, and I was always very focused in my music and my career. So what did I listen to? I don't really know, because I think that I was stuck in that stage where you don't know if you're more Latina than you are American, because I was going, obviously, born and raised in Miami. My friends are American. My surrounding, my what I'm studying in school, my teachers. But at home, it was very Spanish, very Latin. So I was kind of stuck in between listening a little bit of salsa, a little bit of merengue, but still trying to identify myself with a little bit of R&B. You know, kind of like Usher and stuff like that back in those days, and listening to B2K, listening to Cisco, listening to all these, you know, American artists. So I was kind of stuck in between back when the Spice Girls were hot and Britney Spears, and I was kind of still trying to find myself. So I listened to a little bit of everything. I think that's the beautiful thing about music, that music is universal. You know, it really doesn't have even if you don't understand it, there's a vibe, there's a way. All you have to know is that it feels good.
Should we play some Spice Girls right now?
You know what we should play? We should play some Cisco or some B2K. Yeah. All
right. Choose a song.
Oh my God, I don't know. Is this PG-13?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, no. I don't know. I'm going to let you pick. There's so many. I'm sure whichever one you pick, I'll love.
All right, we'll find something. How about this one?
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know I never couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. All night long. Let me see that thong, baby. That thong, 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 thong. I like it when the beat goes. Baby, make your booty go. That thong, 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 thong. That girl's so scandalous, and I know I never can handle it. And she's shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in the eye so devilish. She like to dance on the hip hop spots. To the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca.
Oh my God.
What happened? What is that?
No,
that's
they
just, white bread. That's just white
they
bread.
Just brought bread.
But I got I high for you in a second too, so.
As if I don't feel guilty enough, he brought some bread and some white bread, not even wheat bread.
Life is kind of good right now at the moment.
Oh. Life is always good. And I promised that I wasn't gonna eat any meat, and look at me now.
I will take full responsibility for that.
I know, and it's so good. Thank you.
Now let's move forward. Let's talk about now the TV show, Love & Hip Hop in Miami, on VH1, by the way.
Well, Love & Hip Hop Miami was an amazing experience. I loved it so much. I got to meet amazing people, and I got to meet not so many nice people as well. My single Insecure drops today, which I'm really excited about. And today is also the last episode, the second part of the reunion of Love & Hip Hop Miami. So eventually we will start recording again for the season 2. The show was really good, you know. I'm grateful to know that I have a new fan base. I was able to promote my music, who I am as a person, showcase my mom as well, because my mom is on the show, and just put a little bit of myself out there. Like, I didn't want to put any limits to it. I wanted to be as real as possible, and I wanted to show, like, for example, I showed that my mom's an immigrant, you know, because I know all the struggles that a lot of immigrants go in the United States. I showed that my mom works in the kitchen. Like, I really don't live this luxurious fake life that people want to see. I'm a struggling artist with big dreams. I've worked my whole life, and you know, I feel like God's timing is perfect. Things are happening for me in its right time. Sometimes I felt like giving up because I started when I was 4 years old in Sábado Gigante. I was there 6 years every Saturday. Wow. I've worked as a radio host. I've worked as a TV host. I've done a little bit of everything. But God's timing is perfect, and I'm so determined that I refuse to give up till I make it. So,
how would you describe the difference between making a record and making a TV show?
That's a tough one. Well, music is based off of feeling. It's very based off your wave, your feeling, how you feel in your spirit and your ambiance. Whatever way life is going for you, you can put that out through your music, whatever feeling you may have. TV is more real. It's more about what's happening at the moment. It's more about impulse, which sometimes is not good, but it can help you learn to determine how far you're really willing to go. Because, for example, outside of camera, I would never be the type of person to be physically confrontational. That's not the type of person I am. I'm slick with my mouth, yes. Mm-hmm. I will be like, beep this and beep that and beep all day long. But would I actually be physical and do something? I wouldn't. That's just not my style. However, people do also need to understand that we took about 2 years between negotiation and actually filming the show. And they're just getting to see it now. This already been happened. So it takes months of building this tension between one person and the other, that by the end of the season, that's why a lot of people flip out and act a certain type of way. We record for hours, for days, and you only get to see 1 or 2 minutes of everything that happened. You don't know what this person did to me at 8 o'clock in the morning, that by 10 o'clock at night, I just wanna, that's it. I just wanna flip the table and punch you. Right. So that's really what happens. A lot of people don't get to see the behind the scenes, but for the most part, everything that happened on my part of the show was very real. Nothing was scripted, which a lot of people feel that these reality shows are scripted. I can only speak for my scenes, and I'll tell you that they weren't. Yeah.
Okay, so since your song is dropping today, let's play that song. We can premiere it here on Alt Latino,
yes,
too, as
oh
well, right? So the name of the song?
Insecure by Amara Negra. Check it out.
You say I'm loca, crazy. Said I've been tripping lately. I wanna know, baby, does that make me insecure? Mi amor, mi amor. Does that make me insecure? Mi amor, mi amor. Does that make me insecure? At night when you're falling asleep, hold your cell phone tighter than me. You think that I can't see what's happening? You want me like ABC? Why you creep like DOC? I'll give you 2, 1, 2, 3 till I barely. You say I'm loca, crazy. Said I've been tripping lately. I wanna know, baby, does that make me insecure? Mi amor. Too much when it's about love. Would you rather I just give up on us, on us? Yesterday it was all about us. Now I don't know who I can trust. Is my love not enough? I've had enough. You say I'm loca, crazy. Said I've been tripping lately. I wanna know, baby, does that make me insecure? Feel I'm losing my mind, but I'm on to something this time. Can't put my finger upon it, but I know you're not being honest. I'm just giving you a warning.
Does that make me insecure?
Again, welcome back to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and we're sitting out back behind the Franklin's Barbecue in East Austin with Amara La Negra,
yes,
talking about life, talking about music, and talking about pecan pie.
And talking about boys. Let's talk about the boys. Let's talk about the boys. P.S. I am single and ready to mingle. Yes. Slide up all up in my DMs. Hit me up.
So how difficult is that for you, since your busy life? I mean, you've been here at Austin, what, 3 days? It seems like every single minute was just full of stuff. How difficult is it for you to meet somebody like that?
It's hard to meet people, because you're surrounded by so many people, but at the same time feel very alone, because you become very isolated. People really don't get to see that part. They only see what they see on Instagram. They only see the glamorous part, don't really see that I sleep about 2 to 3 hours a day. And the rest of the night, you know, I can wake up. I can go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning and be up by 6. Because I have a radio interview. I have to be at the airport. I have this or I have that. And there's sacrifices that you do in order to succeed. And these are part of my sacrifices. I don't get to spend as much time with my mother anymore. I don't really have friends like that. My friends are my assistant and my mom and my cameraman and my dancers when they're around. So sometimes, you know, I really wish that people could see this aspect of me, which I, for the most part, I do my best to try to post on my Insta stories and stuff like that, because it's so easy for people to be so judgmental and sit at home with their phones and tell you all the things that you're not doing right with your life. And we don't like your hair, we don't like your clothes, we don't like your song, we don't like this, you're doing this wrong. It is so easy for people to be so judgmental, but it's different when you have to walk in somebody else's shoes. So I am grateful, I am blessed, but I do understand that everything that I'm doing right now is a sacrifice. So that includes having no man.
Let's talk about something that has been out in social media recently and on YouTube and stuff like that. Your people who question the possibility of being both black and Latina, or black and Latino. Okay, I mean, you just rolled your eyes like, what so is that? What's up with that?
I just think that people need to learn how to be more open-minded. Like, people need to be open to being educated, to learning about stuff. You have to just be open-minded. It's not just what you see in your town. It's not just what you see on social media. It's not just what you see on TV. There are people, there are cultures that we still don't know. They are in the forest. They are in another part of the planet. Like, I feel that people will feel as if it's not a mainstream, it doesn't exist. So if we don't see enough Afro-Latinos, that's a lie. That they don't exist. No, it's not. It just so happens to be that you haven't had the opportunity to get to know them. Just like I say that it happens all the time in the Latino community. The way that the United States is set up, they put, if you're black, you're African-American, and they all go in one pot. If you're Asian, they all go in one pot. If you're Caucasian, you're all white. You all go in one pot. If you're Latino, you're all in one pot. But in that pot of Latinos, there's people from Honduras, Guatemala, Chile, República Dominicana, Cuba, Paraguay, Argentina. There's just so many different cultures, music, food. We are so different in so many aspects, even though that we're all brothers and sisters, that I just feel there needs to be more of that exposure so that people feel more educated on it. I am so honored to know that people somewhat now see me as a role model or as a leader. I have become the voice of the Afro-Latino community, which has been put in the shadows for so long. However, it comes with a big responsibility, and it comes with a big responsibility because at the end of the day, with the good comes the bad. And just like I have people that admire me, I get nigger notes all the time. You know, I get all types of insults only because I'm trying my best to put out there the fact that there should be some type, you know, there should be equality, because we're all brothers and sisters and we're all humans at the end of the day. So the fact that people judge me based off the way that I look, based off the texture of my hair, based off all those stupidity, instead of judging me based off my education, my personality, and who I am as a person, I think is awful. And the fact that nobody's really talking about it makes it worse, because we have gotten comfortable enough with the situation that now we just take it, accept it, and tolerate it. And it's not fair, because at some point I want to have children as well. And I fear for my unborn children, because I don't know what the future holds for them. So if we don't all come together as one to try to make that difference, then who's going to do it?
It's a beautiful statement.
But it's only but my truth. That was intense. I got to eat. Hold on.
Okay, I think we could put the microphone down now and let's just finish eating, right?
This is vegetarian in my mind. It's true. Yeah, if you really think about it, it's almost vegetarian, because the cow eats grass, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what it is.
Yeah. Amara La Negra, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here for lunch and talking about what's going on in your life, your new single, your views on the world. And I hope it's not the last time you come to Alt Latino.
Oh my God, never. Thank you so much for the love and support. And I will always appreciate the people that love me, that show me love, that support what I'm doing. So most definitely you count with my support. Whatever you want from me, I'm your girl.
Next time we'll meet at a vegetarian restaurant.
Yeah, let's have some veggies after this.
You can hear the music we played on our website at npr.org/altlatino. I want to remind you that you can always reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. I'm about to put this microphone down and get to try some more of this brisket. This has been Alt Latino. Thank you for listening.